Brian Custer is the host for Showtime Championship Boxing, and he survived prostate cancer. So here to tell his story is Brian Custer. What up, man?
Tom Joyner, my brother. How are you?
I'm good. So how did you find out you had prostate cancer? Symptoms? What?
Well, you know, they call it the silent killer for a reason, because if you have prostate cancer, you will never know you have it. Unfortunately, a lot of times, until it's too late, unless you're proactive and you get checked. And, you know, I've usually been a guy who loves to stay physically fit. I go to the doctor every year to get a physical. And for me, it started almost 5 years ago when I had my regular physical. I was getting ready to turn 40, and I got an email from my job, and it said, for people of color, you should have a PSA test to get tested for prostate cancer at 40. And I said, well, you know, I don't know what that is, but I guess I'll do it. I'm almost going to turn 40 anyway. And I had my test done, and my doctor told me, hey, your numbers are okay. It was like a 2. And he said, if it ever gets to a 4, then, you know, you got some problems, and we'll have to do a biopsy. But you should be okay. And the next year I went and had a physical, but I didn't get a PSA test done for prostate cancer because I figured, look, I went through it at 40. It was uncomfortable. And that's one of the stigmas. You know, brothers don't like when you have the test. You know, it's a physical exam, and he pokes his finger up your boo-boo. And guys don't like doing that. And so I said at 41, I'm not going to go through that again, man. And I went at 42, had my regular physical, and I said, I don't think I had a prostate exam last year. I think I'll get it done again. And, man, I got it. He felt a bump on my prostate. We had a biopsy done. And let me tell you something, Tom. He called me in his office and just said, listen, Brian, there's no easy way to tell you this, but you got cancer. It's aggressive. And if you don't have surgery, and I'm talking like in the next few weeks, you'll probably be dead within a year.
Had the cancer started to spread in your lymph nodes yet?
Yeah, well, check this out. You know, when I had the test at 40, it was my PSA test was, my results came back at a 2. At the age of 42, it was a 5.4. So, you know, it had doubled in basically a year's time. And fortunately for me, the cancer was all in my prostate. So I had them removed. My prostate was removed, but 60% of my prostate was cancerous at the time when he removed it.
And that's it. So you had family history of it, or did you know, or what?
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with family history. You know, fortunately, all of my uncles passed away with cancer. I have an uncle right now. My only surviving uncle has bone cancer, but he's been fighting it for 10 years. He's probably my greatest inspiration. And, you know, the doctor told me, he said, listen, you know, even though your uncle died of lung cancer, your one uncle has bone cancer, he said the common denominator is cancer, and it's something that's in your family. And he said, unfortunately, you rolled the dice, and you came up with prostate cancer. And, you know, for me, had I not gone to get checked, and I'd always tell brothers of color, if you don't go get a PSA test at the age of 40, you know, you're rolling the dice, because I wouldn't be here right now had I not had my regular checkup.
What's the purpose of the prostate?
Well, the prostate is, it's almost like a little circle, it looks like a little donut that goes around your urethra. And it is like the muscle that, like when you urinate and you have to stop your pee, that's the muscle. That's what the prostate does. It helps with that. It's also the organ that, it makes semen for us, for men. And so it's just one of those little things that, I mean, you can do without it. As long as you do your exercises after you have surgery and before surgery, you know, you can still have that muscle. Now listen.
And you can those things.
Yeah, you can still do those things.
With the help of, with the help of pills?
Well, for some men, I mean, if you get the right surgery, I had that radical prostate surgery with a robotic arm that took out my prostate. So, you know, luckily for me, he left the nerves and all that stuff intact. But for some of the guys who may have incontinence and things of that nature, yeah, they can take pills. They can take, whether it's Viagra, Cialis, to help for erections and things of that nature. Listen, I tell guys all the time, they say, oh, look, man, I'm going to be 40, or I don't, you know, I'm going to be impotent. I'm like, listen, do you want to live or you want to go ahead and just take some pills every time you want to get with your wife or what have you.
Let me think about that.
I'll hold up.
Hold up.
I know people like Jay, like, I don't know, player. But I want to live.
And we're glad. And as a young father, and you just don't think these things are happening to you, but it can, and you are a good example of fighting it and surviving. And
Brian Custer, it's take a loved one to the doctor.